According to Ian O'Connor, the early reports on this, and we won't know yet until he interviews with the Giants, is that it is not an issue, which is great news, because my biggest worry about Joe Shane being here for now that they've made the decision to bring him back, I wouldn't have brought him back for the record. We've talked about it. But my biggest worry going into the coaching search is if it would be a hindrance. If you're telling me it is not going to impact John Harbaugh deciding to not take this job or take this job, then great. Because ultimately, yeah, I think John will have the ultimate influence in the room.
And if you're in the anti-Shane crowd, which I guess is like 95% of Giant fans at this point, the other benefit to hiring John Harbaugh, if it is not an issue at first, is John Harbaugh is the type of head coach that doesn't have to get fired when you don't. Like, if Shane, you just didn't like the roster decisions or whatever this year, and Harbaugh won 7 games, whatever, they could fire Shane next year and Harbaugh could bring in his own GM.
Sure.
Like, he's that kind of head coach.
Absolutely. He's not going after a couple of years.
Right. Exactly. So I don't think this is one of those where, like, oh, you want synergy. I think Shane could still be out in a year and then Harbaugh picks his own guy once he gets his feet wet.
Now, you know I love your podcast, both of them.
Yeah.
But what are the names of what?
My podcast.
Oh, I thought you meant your kids, because that's, of course, Taylor and Peyton.
You're real. Wow. Good for you.
Yeah, I was thinking of doing a game in which we ask our FAN fellow hosts to name the children of other fellow FAN hosts.
Wow.
How do you think everyone would do? Like, how would Boomer do if I said name? Well, Craig's kids, I think he'd get.
Yeah.
Worked with him for so long. Right. Would he get the names of my kids? I don't know.
Probably not.
Would he get the name? He'd get Gio's kids. Obviously, they work together. Would he get your kids?
No shot.
Would Giannotti get the names of my kids?
No shot.
Would Giannotti get the names of Craig's kids?
I think Craig's kids are very memorable names.
Do you know the names of Craig's kids?
Sonny, Lucky, and Happy. Anthony.
Okay, you're missing someone.
He has more than 3 kids?
He's got a daughter.
I don't know the name of his daughter.
All
Sorry.
Right, so 3 out of 4, not bad.
Okay.
Do you know, this is the real dicey one. Do you know the name of Big Mac's kids?
Anthony. I should know. This is bad because I am really good friends with Chris. I forgot.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Are you really good friends with him?
Thomas.
Very good. Tommy.
Tommy, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Good job out of you.
Didn't even look at anything. Bam.
So I'm deciding if I should ask everyone around here that. Mm-hmm. I have a feeling if I did that, like, Boomer would blow me off and be like, get away from me.
He's already embarrassed by that.
No, I know. Oh, by the way, speaking of Boomer, it got back to him that you really enjoyed his massage yesterday.
Did it?
You want to hear it?
I do, because Boomer avoided me today.
Well, maybe he avoided you because a conversation occurred on the air.
Not a single hello from Boomer today, after yesterday.
So I will set it up for you that you could take a listen. This was earlier today on our morning show. Jerry played the game. He plays sometimes with the show where he gives them a quick sound effect and then says what caused that sound to happen.
I like that.
The sound was actually of me. Okay. I was making a weird, like, to you talking about how good Boomer's massage was and the impact it had on your body.
Okay.
So ultimately, once Jerry revealed that's what it was about, he played the entire clip. So here's the interaction between Jerry Recco, Boomer, Gio, on your reaction to the massage Boomer Esiason gave you yesterday in the newsroom.
Boomer was rubbing him down yesterday in the newsroom. And
I told you I grabbed a hunk of him yesterday.
Really incredible with his hands.
That's why I just wanted to check out how thick he was.
He lasted like a 2 extra minutes longer than he had to during a break today. There was movement. And I would be more open than ever to having a male-on-male massage if it's a man as big as Boomer.
It was movement. Is he talking about having an erection?
Apparently. And that's what Evan was like.
Come on.
Is he? I mean, I know that Sean says these things.
I don't know.
I mean, if he's serious about getting a half a chub because Boomer's giving him a massage, we have to.
Well,
get into therapy.
Listen, I was just rubbing around his neck there a little bit, and we were talking Rangers. Maybe that's gave him the chubby. I don't know. he's like a walking chubster.
Wow. Okay.
I want to get you a t-shirt that just says walking chubster.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
So did he give you one today or no?
No, it couldn't be more inverted. He avoided me all day.
Yeah, I'm going to ask him one of these days. I'm like kind of embarrassed to, but.
Why?
Why do I want one? Because my back is a freaking mess.
Why would you be embarrassed?
It's just weird to go up to a random person, or in this case, a coworker, and say, do you mind giving me a massage during a commercial break?
I think Boomer is.
There was movement.
I think he's a funny.
I think it moved.
Especially now that you acknowledge it, Boomer, I got to feel how your hands feel.
Well, and also, the thing I think I got going for me is Boomer, twice in a row now that I see him every day, has asked me how my back is feeling because he knows I'm a mess right now. My hamstring's messed up. He's been very, even if it's fake, he's been very like, hey, how you feeling? So maybe like tomorrow when he asks me, I'll be like, hey, by the way, I'm not going to have any movement. It has nothing to do with that. I just, let me try a massage.
Do me a favor.
Just try anything at this point.
If you're willing to do that, your hamstring hurts, ask him to rub your hamstring.
It was movement.
And let me know how that
showing.
Feels.
I don't think I'm having any movement issues. I'm just looking at
I think it moved.
I'm looking to feel better.
Yeah.
I'm going to see a doctor today, so maybe I'll, you know, we'll find out.
And obviously, I'm at the hairs on the back of my neck. You know, you guys all going down the gutter. That's embarrassing. That's embarrassing. When I say movement, it's hairs on the back of your neck.
Oh, yeah. So our brains are in the gutter.
Uh-huh.
Gio's brain's in the gutter.
Yeah.
My brain's in the gutter.
Uh-huh.
Jerry's brain's in the gutter.
Exactly.
All right. Fair enough.
Sexy midnight fantasy.
Let's go to Joe in Oceanside, New York. What's going on, Joe?
RCT for two.
Hey, what's going on?
Yo.
Big fan of you guys. I wish you were still working at night.
Listen, well, I
don't.
Got
one question.
Yeah.
I got one question for Sean. Uh-huh. Sean, why do they always talk about getting rid of Bobby Okereke? I mean, he's one of the best four defensive players on the Giants. And also, I think Kaffer did a good job. He did a good job against Green Bay, good job against Detroit, good job against Dallas. Let's bring Spagnuolo in here, and I think we'll be good. I don't think we need old Harbaugh. I think Stefanski would be a lot better than him, and that's just my opinion.
All right, so two things. Number one, you no longer can hire Steve Spagnuolo for this job because the interpretation is going to be the Giants just wanted to hire a guy who has so many connections to the organization. Like,
For the head coaching job.
The head coaching job. Okay. Now, if he became the DC, of course, but
I don't see how that could happen.
Right.
Like a lateral move. I don't think Kansas City would allow it. So.
And I do believe this, and I believe hiring anybody now other than those two, and I'll put McCarthy in that pot too. You're putting even more pressure on a guy if you watch Harbaugh go win 11 games at the Falcons. Like, you're putting a guy behind the eight ball.
Think that the first-time head coach, no offense to Halfley or Kubiak or whatever other first-time coach we're drawn in by, it will be a buzzkill.
Buzzkill.
To go that route.
And you don't want to set the guy up for that mood already with the
fans. Yeah, I mean, you're going to piss off the fans. And I know that's not why you should make a decision. But when you've got a guy who, put it this way with John Harbaugh, and I don't think this is hyperbole. I think this is true. He is a Hall of Fame head coach.
Yes.
I think he's on his way. He may have to wait a while, as we've learned with the Hall of Fame. But I think his resume warrants being a Hall of Fame head coach with the 18 years he had in Baltimore. If you have an opportunity to hire that guy and instead you're hiring a first-time head coach, or in the case of Steve Spagnuolo, let's call it like it is, a two-time failed head coach.
Yes.
Really one-time failed head coach, but you get the point. That would be a very tough sell.
It would be. Now, just real quickly, the Bobby Okereke thing. You cannot have that high-paid linebacker and your defense just get run through like a truck nonstop. You need a real, like, sideline-to-sideline linebacker, and his salary is the most cuttable this year.
Let's go to Matt in Brooklyn. What's up, Matt?
What's up, boys?
Nope.
I think there's one big draw for Harbaugh that I haven't heard anyone mention, and that was the Charger game this year. So Jim saw firsthand kind of the bright, shining future of this team. He saw, you know, Dart going off, Gadabu going off, and you don't think he's telling John, like, listen, that was a good football team that we played that day.
So yeah, I mean,
that's a big
it's interesting. Like, I assume their relationship is close enough where John is calling his brother for counsel, even though he's got some things to worry about, like beating the Patriots.
I believe they're on record of saying they call each other like every Sunday night or Monday after
game. Yeah, so I'm sure Jim would give his opinion on that. But I think John is also smart enough to watch the tape and know. And he's got an opinion on it. He's got a strong opinion on it.
Yeah.
So I think the appeal of the quarterback is certainly there.
No doubt.
Let's hear from a Raven fan. You know, we always hear from Steeler fans and Raiders fans and Cowboys fans. They're everywhere. Rarely do we get the opportunity to talk to an actual living Baltimore Ravens fan and get their perspective on that. So let's say hi to Joe in Staten Island. First of all, how'd you become a Ravens fan, Joe?
I've been a Ravens fan probably since I was like 8 years old, so about 27 years. So it was just, I liked the colors, honestly, when I was a kid, so it kind of just stuck, and that was that.
Fair
was
enough. It happens with a lot
so,
of people. That's a fair answer. All right, what do you think, man?
Oh, yeah. So I called up about 2 weeks ago, and I was talking to Tiki, and I told him, you know, the Giants could take Harbaugh. I was kind of out on him. So it's a bittersweet day. Like, I'm grateful for everything he did, but I don't think he's as much of a slam dunk as a lot of people think he is as a hire. I just think after that Super Bowl, people forget, like, he was a .500 coach, missed the playoffs 4 out of the next 5 years. and his foot was out the door until Lamar kind of stepped in and I think saved his job. The team's kind of been undisciplined the last couple of years. He's made a lot of head-scratching decisions. And I just think the game's kind of passed him by a little bit. I'm grateful for everything he did, but I just think it's definitely a time for a breakup. And I don't know if he's the coach that everyone thinks he is anymore.
You know what's funny, Joe? Your story of becoming a Ravens fan is exactly why the Giants have to hire John Harbaugh.
Because of the colors?
You just heard him. He was 8 years old. He fell in love with the colors.
Right.
What do you think a lot of grown adults who are Giants fans are dealing with their kids as the Giants again peter into another poor year? And there's more ability to watch all of these teams on TV than ever before.
Root for another team, sure.
Root for another team.
Yeah, yeah.
The fastest way to get your kids to care about New York Giants football is to make them relevant again. And I firmly believe this. The Giants are relevant immediately if they hire John Harbaugh next year.
So our last caller laid out some of the fan criticisms of John Harbaugh. If you rewind our show to 11 o'clock about an hour and 10 minutes ago, I did a deep dive on Ravens Reddit to get other criticisms of John Harbaugh. I want to present to you an audio sample. Now, this is an interview John did on, I think it was a Ravens podcast.
Okay.
And John has been heavily criticized for what he said in this clip I'm about to play for you.
On Quoth the Raven?
I don't think it was called Quoth the Raven. Is that an actual podcast?
I just guessed.
It's a good idea. Ravens Flock?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Nevermore?
So, I'm going to play it for you. All be right. Open-minded. Understand that this pissed a lot of Raven fans off. I don't know if it's going to piss you off. I don't know how you're going to feel about it. But this is for obviously everybody
this
in the
year?
Audience.
This was from this year?
I think it was within. I tried to get a timestamp on it. I think it's definitely recent.
Okay.
So it's definitely a recent period of time.
All right.
Take a listen to potentially future head coach of the New York Giants, John Harbaugh.
All this garbage about do or die or about more about like bust, you know, Super Bowl or bust, all that kind of stuff. It's just so phony. I mean, anybody that says something like that has never actually accomplished anything, because they understand it's about process and it's about who you become. You know, you want to win a championship, you got to become a champion. You got to be a champion. You got to do the things that champions do. And then you go in there and fight and you let the chips fly and see if you can win it. And that's what we've been doing. You know, our guys have been doing that at a championship level. We haven't won the championship yet. Okay? Is that going to be in our future? Who knows? No one knows the future. No one's given. We're not given to know the future. Read your Bible, you know. But we are given to take care of the day and today and what the moment and be in the moment and to you know, take care of one another, have each other's back, share a vision, share an understanding, fight as hard as you can, you know, for that vision and understanding, for that brotherhood, for one another, and then, you know, let the chips fly. And that's what our guys are going to do.
The line that pisses people off is the, I don't know if we're going to win one. Mm-hmm. We're going to do it. We're going to play at a championship level. I can't tell the future. And that bothered a lot of Raven fans saying, wait a second. I mean,
yeah.
You got to tell. So give me your honest take on that. Does that bother you at all?
I could see myself if that was the Giants and they were winning every year and had an MVP quarterback, like winning enough games here to get the playoffs.
Actually, stop right there. Imagine if that's Brian Cashman or Aaron Boone.
Yeah, no, I agree. I would be annoyed by it.
Okay.
So I totally understand the annoyance. But at the same time, like being level-headed, seeing where the Giants come from, I also understand what he's doing there. Honestly, the biggest issue with that quote, I'm not even trying to be funny. You don't know that it's where the chips fall? He said twice, let the chips fly.
Does that qualify for idiots with idioms?
I think you put it in. That's it was one thing to make a mistake once, twice. You got to know that saying.
And then, you know, let the chips fly.
The segment Idiots with Idioms every Friday, I guess we'll set the time at 1:30, is where we collect all the mistaken idioms we had from the week that was. And sometimes it is a jam-full segment with mistakes I made, Sean made, and Tiki's been up there too. Exacerbated it. So I think I'm with you that John's got to be in it. But you know, that little clip of John does remind me a lot of the Yankees. It really does. And
I think
if anyone's trying to figure out as a Giant and Jet fan, how could they ever get rid of John Harbaugh? Ask a Yankee fan friend, or if you are a Yankee fan, it's kind of easy. This is what you feel like with Brian Cashman and Aaron Boone.
Correct. You don't want to hear the playoffs are a crapshoot, which is what John Harbaugh was saying.
He basically said it.
No doubt.
And said, if you say otherwise, you don't understand what it's like to compete in sports. That's how he started it.
The difference is this would be a reset with the Giants. If they got to the point and he was now 72, it's been 9 years and they had Dart and they've lost a bunch of championship games, I would also then be annoyed at that quote. I'm willing to give it a refresher course after year one. Like, I'm annoyed at the Yankees now.
Mike is in Yonkers. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Ike, how you doing?
Good, man. What's up?
Heaven, this could be your lucky day today. You said you got back problems.
I do, a major.
All right. I know a chiropractor up by you, up on Central Avenue in Hartsdale by the Westchester County Center.
Oh.
I had back problems, Evan. I couldn't sit down. I couldn't stand up. I couldn't lay down. Because you remember I had surgery on my back. Remember 10 years ago?
Yes, I do.
I spent the morning with you, and the doctor said you were the best patient I ever had. And he said, why? I said, because I spent the morning with you and Joe.
That's right. That's right. Well, I'm gonna pull a Craig right now and name drop. I'm seeing one of the greatest doctors in the world today. A guy who was a former doctor with the New York Jets for many years. Even Boomer was a pre. It's basically Boomer's doctor.
Wow.
And he's the best. But I appreciate the insight and help, and I may take that information down the road. Thank you, Mike. What's on your sports mind?
Well, on my sports mind, what about if the Jets hired Harbaugh and kept Glenn as the defensive coordinator? Don't fire him. Make him like
can you imagine that conversation? You imagine that conversation when he walks in and says, look, I got great news. You can stay, but you're going to be the defensive coordinator.
Oh, because we're the freaking New York Jets.
Because we're the freaking New York Jets. There are a lot of ideas that on paper make sense. Like
violated.
I give you another one that makes sense but would never happen. And it involves your team.
Okay.
The idea of a new head coach comes in, let's say John Harbaugh, and his offensive coordinator idea is Brian Daboll.
Be great.
And you'd love it, right? We'd all say, oh, that makes sense. It's just not going to happen.
Right. Like, ironically enough, it's more realistic than Aaron Glenn immediately, because at least you had a 9-week buffer here with him not being the coach.
Well, look, the funny thing about Daboll is that he's going to take an OC job.
Looks like Washington right now.
Washington is a candidate. There's talk about Las Vegas. Like, there's a lot of good possibilities for Brian Daboll, but we all agree he's going to take an OC job. It's possible that after looking at all the OC opportunities, the Giant job, especially under someone like John Harbaugh, would make the most sense. But even though it makes sense, it wouldn't happen.
Right.
It just doesn't happen. Like, guys going back and becoming coordinators for a team they were fired by does happen, but it happens years later.
Right. In fact, I think it's very much on the table for the Giants right now.
With Pat Shurmur?
I believe Pat Shurmur has a very high opportunity to be Kevin Stefanski's offensive coordinator.
And that is different. Right. It's like Vance Joseph, who's currently interviewing for the Giant job. He was the Broncos head coach then. He became the Broncos DC. So it happens, but not immediately. So, look, I said this earlier to Jet fans. I'll say it one more time if you were just tuning in. Would I fire Aaron Glenn for John Harbaugh? Of course. I don't think there's a Jet fan out there who would say no to that. The problem is John's not taking our job. He's not.
What?
It's a fantasy. He's not taking the Jet job. And so I'd prefer not to fire Aaron Glenn and then just hire a first-time head coach because I went one and done. Yes, if you told me John's taking the Jet job because he's got an affinity for green and he loved watching Curtis Martin and he wants to make Joe Beningo happy, then sign me up. But it's not happening.
All right. Now, what if a lot of these openings start getting filled up? John goes wherever. Stefanski goes wherever. John ends up going, let's just call it Philly, okay? The Eagles lose in the divisional round, but now most of the jobs are filled up. And Sirianni becomes free. Would you fire Aaron Glenn in 3 weeks and go, you know what? Now Sirianni doesn't have a place to land, and he's really hungry to keep coaching. You wouldn't do it for Nick Sirianni in 3 weeks? Because now there's no options for Sirianni to keep coaching next year?
I don't know. Probably not. I don't think I love him.
Over Aaron Glenn, are
it's
you
not
high?
No. Because this is not fair, the conversation. It's not about, do I believe in Aaron Glenn more than Nick Sirianni? It's, I'm not going one and done with a head coach unless I have a sure thing. I think John's a sure thing, despite the negatives we've talked about throughout the show, which I think is healthy and fair. Like, we should talk about negatives and either disprove it or admit, oh, okay, that's a negative. But I think he has no bust factor. I said to you yesterday, I want the guy with the least amount of bust factor. And we were doing that in regards to Mike McCarthy and Kevin Stefanski. And I said to you, Mike McCarthy has less of a bust factor than Kevin Stefanski based on his track record.
Right.
I don't think John Harbaugh has any bust factor. Speaking of Kevin Stefanski, I apologize. You are the football guy here at WFAN. How many playoff wins does Kevin Stefanski have again?
He technically doesn't because he had COVID.
I hate Sean. He knows where I'm going, and instead of letting me do it, he pops the balloon. Why can't you just say he's got one playoff win? Because earlier in the show, when we talked about playoff wins, didn't you say he had one playoff win?
No, a caller did.
Oh, and what'd you say?
I purposely didn't respond to it.
All right.
Because I was actually holding that in my holster for you to bring it up.
Just play the game. How many playoff wins does Kevin Stefanski have?
Well, when he was a coach of the Browns, they won a playoff game, Evan.
I forgot all about this. Dan, who is a loyal listener to the Evan and Tiki with Sean Morash program, emailed me a reminder that Kevin Stefanski did not coach the game the Browns won in the postseason because he had COVID. So even though he has a playoff victory, does he have a playoff victory?
Yeah, I mean, I give him way more credit for coaching the Vikings offense and quarterbacks through that run.
Here's my problem with you. It has nothing to do with this exchange we just had.
Just one problem?
No, no. It's actually a major problem that you have to address personally.
All right. Go ahead.
It's not that you waited until 12:20 when I asked the question. It's that you're disingenuous in arguments.
Why is that?
Because when I argue something, I always like to put all the facts on the table, even if they don't benefit me. Okay. Like, I will say, look, I believe in this guy, but here are some of the issues. I try to be honest.
Okay.
It is disingenuous of you. When yesterday we talked about Stefanski, earlier today we played the Rex Ryan clip of him criticizing Kevin Stefanski, and you're pro Kevin Stefanski, to not just inform the audience, and me, because I forgot about it, that his playoff win technically wasn't his. If you remembered it, which I believe you because you are a good football guy, why not say it?
All right.
Why not just be honest and say, look, this doesn't affect my thinking on him, but full transparency, he didn't win the game he won in the postseason. Instead of waiting hours until you're basically called out about it in a weird way, that's not about the radio. It's about you being disingenuous with your opinions.
All right.
That's how I feel about that.
You're going to get an argument back from me. You could pull the tapes. Dan can pull the tapes. You can do whatever you want. I haven't tried to hide this information. All I have said in
You didn't say it, though, Sean.
Let me explain why.
You're right, sir.
All I have said is Kevin Stefanski has made the playoffs twice with the Cleveland Browns. I'm not acknowledging the win because I don't count it.
Well, but my point is, say it.
Okay, and this is where
it's information. Like, I've given a lot of information out today, whether I agree with the conclusions or not. Like, all the negative John Harbaugh stuff. I love John Harbaugh. I think he's a slam dunk hire. I'm not presenting negative information to make a point. I'm doing it to inform, and then we can have a better discussion.
This is where...
You gotta say it. You can't wait for Dan to tell me.
I guess because if a guy doesn't have a playoff win, do we say, hey, he never won a play... I don't know. Like, I just... I viewed him making the playoffs, and I kind of thought it was common knowledge. Kevin Stefanski's never won a playoff game.
Connor, you are the fairest guy at this radio station. He also, like, never speaks unless, like, we say, hey, Connor, I got to ask you a question.
And he should, because he's, like, arguably the funniest person that works here.
Incredibly funny guy, very, very talented. Let's not put him over too much.
Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate that.
Then we'll lose him as our number one fill-in. Connor, do you think that Sean owed the audience, if he had this information, to at least just give us the fact, hey, just so we know, as we furthered these conversations, he actually didn't coach the one playoff win that he's credited for.
Yeah, I feel like if you knew that, because I had forgotten about that too,
that's
that he had COVID, maybe you should have mentioned it.
All right, I'm sorry. I took the audience to be on top of that.
No, and that's not and fair, because you're putting everyone down.
My next words were going to be, and that's not fair to assume, but you jumped it. It's not fair for me to assume. You're right. I need to grow from that.
If you were on the other side of the Stefanski argument, you would have brought it up. And that's what's disingenuous. You put your arguments above the information.
Okay, but I wasn't boasting that he won playoff games. That was never part of my argument.
You didn't put the info out there.
Unless it was he made the playoffs, which is true.
Did you know this all along, or did you remember that at some point?
No, it's ironically something I've laughed about for years, that the one Brown playoff win, their coach had COVID.
So you should have told us. That's it. We'll leave it at that. Right. I still love you. Come on, give me a hug. I'll give you a hug.
All right.
Come over here. Let me see his thickness.
And I'm sorry for paying attention and knowing that the Harbaughs love Cleveland and you thought that.
I had no problem with that. That was great because it was more information to back up that the Browns were a real threat. I got no issue with that.
I'm still laughing at that because I was like, ooh, what's he got? I couldn't believe you went there. I'm like, oh, I'm not surprised by that.
We've got a Cinco de Lunch show coming up in just a few minutes. We will get back to your calls at 888-808-1019. Connor Hughes will join us at 1 o'clock. And I know Sean will like this. Maybe the Washington Commanders should be docked the first-round pick. We'll get to that coming up. It's Evan and Tiki with Sean Morash.
This portion of the program is sponsored by Kalshi. Trade on anything. I would be more open than ever to having a male-on-male massage if it's a man as big as Boomer.